Most certainly going to be missed, obviously. I mean, he's been missed anyways because he hadn't been around. You think about the type of person he is, the type of coach. For me, he was always that guy that, could really, truly tell me what was on his mind, partly because he was a veteran coach. But he did because he cared, and that was one of his special, unique qualities about Bruce. He had great timing as to when to say something.
A person of his standard and his stature, the energy that he brought to the game, he had, the whole special teams unit singing songs, singing riddles, and nobody did it like Bruce. And he would have guys and fighting as hard as they could for him. And, I didn't have the luxury of playing in special teams because I think, my position requires a lot. But for him, he got my respect. Prayer goes out to him and his family for a person who took his job as serious as they come. Anytime a person is in the league for 20-plus years, it speaks volumes of him. He was in the league for coaching 44 years. That's older than me, obviously, and he's seen a lot of football.
Definitely upset to hear the news. I was trying to go see him next week with a few of the guys, so it's tough to hear. I'm not a big crier, but definitely cried last night. I mean, Bruce means a lot to me personally. He gave me a lot of opportunities here. I learned a great deal from him as a coach, but as a man as well. And we love that guy.
He was always a preparer. Obviously, he did this for majority of his life. He was coaching. So, heck of a person, heck of a coach, and can't ask for a better mentor than the guy that I had.
Always took care of me, man. He would have thought I was just like his first grandson or something like that. Had the utmost respect for me, for the style that I play, respected me as a man, as a player. Taught me a lot, on and off the field. And that's all you can ask for when you're in this business. My condolences go out to him and his family, I just hope that they get through this rough time. And as a Panther guy, as a Panther family, man, we miss him and we love him.
He was a guy that he coined the phrase rolling ball of butcher knives. It was one of the nicknames he gave me. His spirit, his heart was so big, I remember times where we were just sitting right here at this locker, and we were talking about cooking on the green egg, and he asked, well, have I ever cooked steaks on the green egg? Have I ever cooked salmon on the green egg? And, just different stories like that. It was more family with him than it was football. Obviously, I mean, been in the game for, 44 years, he knew his football, but being the guy that he was, it is something that we're definitely going to miss around here.
Bruce was a great guy. I mean, that was one thing. He always talks to the rookies coming in, just to stay positive, keep working, and that special teams, no matter who, whether you're a starter or whether you're a practice squad guy, I mean, the special teams is a key component, and it's not a burden. It's more of a responsibility.
Just a heartwarming guy. Every time we walk on the field, he would speak to us and just welcome us here as the Panther joining the team. So he's just a good guy all around.
Bruce meant a lot to me. He's been here since, or we've been here together his whole tenure here, and he helped me out a lot, and he's one reason I've been able to stick around and be the special teams player I am today. So I'm very grateful for Bruce, and he have a lot of great memories with Bruce, and I'm glad we were able to stay in touch throughout this season.